1202. This is WHUS, Storrs, Connecticut, 91.7 FM. UConn's Sound Alternative. We've got a jazz show today, filling in for Amy. We're going to start off with a track from Ingrid Jensen from an album entitled Kind of New. We'll be right back. Was Ingrid Jensen and Jason Miles from a brand new album entitled Kind of New. And definitely by the title and by the sound, you can see that one's inspired by Miles Davis, the whole album from Miles' Electric Period. And a great album with Jason Miles on all keyboards, Ingrid Jensen on trumpet, and a lot of other great players here, such as Jeff Coffin, who you heard on tenor sax on that one, and others as well. Nir Felder on guitar, and several other great players on that album. Kind of New, brand new from Jason Miles and trumpeter Ingrid Jensen. All right, time now is 12:11. You're listening to a special Sunday afternoon edition of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. Glad to be with you here. We're going to continue on in the electric vein. We're going to hear from the late Joe Farrell. Great album he did. I've been listening to a lot lately. It's called Penny Arcade, and we're going to hear his version of Stevie Wonder's Too High.
Bow, 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 bow.
Troy Roberts from his album Secret Rhymes. I believe his first album as a leader. Troy Roberts, a great tenor saxophone player. As I mentioned, the album's Secret Rhymes, and you heard the track Trick or Treat. I first came across Troy Roberts in Miami, Florida. Great player there, along with Silverio Monasteros, who's on that album on piano. Both of them Miami cats. Troy eventually moved up here to New York City, and he's doing really well. That album features Troy Roberts on tenor sax, as I mentioned, Silvano Monasterios on piano, Chris Smith on bass, and Jeff Tane Watts on drums. And before that, you heard just a killin', smokin' version of Stevie Wonder's great composition, Too High, from the album Penny Arcade. Recorded back in 1973. And listen to the lineup on this. Joe Farrell on tenor and soprano sax. Herbie Hancock on piano. Joe Beck on guitar. Steve Gadd on drums. And Herb Buschler on bass. And with the addition of Don Elias on congas on some tracks. And Herbie just did a great solo on that one. I really dug Herbie Hancock's Fender Rhodes solo on that, along with Steve Gadd's rock solid playing on the drums. Great track. All right, we're going to move on now to one from Albert Rivera. Albert Rivera, a friend of this show, often seen in the area because he's very active with the Litchfield Band Camp. It's going to be starting probably pretty soon and culminates in the Great Litchfield Jazz Festival in August. I believe the second weekend in August. But this is a brand new one from Albert Rivera, an album that's going to be released this week. July 7th is the official release date, but we have it here. Name of the album is Back At It, and we're going to hear the track Misunderstood. Thank you.
Thank you.
Joshua Redman with The Bad Plus. Name of that track is Friend or Foe. Interesting combination. The Bad Plus, kind of an out there, sort of avant-garde kind of playing, and Joshua Redman kind of grounds them with his sort of rhythm and blues based playing. So it's an interesting combination. We saw them last summer in Rockport at a beautiful performance center that they have there, overlooking the ocean. It's a really nice performance space. And they performed that along with the other tracks on that album right before they had recorded. I think they were going to go into the recording studio a day or two after that show. So really interesting to see that. All right, coming near the end of the show. We've got a little more than, we've got about 13 minutes left. We're going to continue on with a bass player. His name is Chris Lightcap. And interesting enough, the name of his group is Chris Lightcap's Big Mouth. We're going to hear the title track from their album Epicenter.
Thank you.